Hello. Thank you so much for being here with me today and listening to this podcast. And if you have listened to this podcast before, you might notice a bit of a change. I have changed the name of the podcast from Business is Easy to Wildly Successful. And I want to talk about some changes that I am going through, but how that applies to you if you are someone who loves learning from me and listening to the podcast. So really what's happening is I am expanding. I have had like quite the start to 2022. And I also hosted a really big online event that had over 500 people register for it. So like lots of big things, lots of personal things. I have to suddenly move. I have started my in-car driving lessons. I know how to drive. I just have never gotten my license. And after I had kids, it was like impossible to practice. So I'm doing that. It feels very new and I feel very old. And I am also doing two trainings. One is the trauma of money, and one is a life coach training program, like a 1-year program. So I feel like everything is different. And I am one who, loves change, but normally I'm like, I feel different. I'm going to change overnight. So I decided not to put that pressure on my business or on myself to make my business reflect all of the changes I'm going through and what I'm thinking and feeling and wanting to do. Not make that happen overnight, not like an overnight rebrand with a big launch and all the to-do about it. I'm just kind of slowly expanding. And for me in this podcast, what that means is that, and this is how I've actually always felt, is that business and offers, it's not really about your business and your offers. However, it's such place where not allowing yourself to be yourself is really difficult and it's really important to learn what your strengths are and give yourself permission to be yourself and do what works for you, because in your business and specifically in your offerings, it feels like a high stakes kind of place, and it can feel very hard to go against what other people are doing and do what works for you and charge enough money. Those are all kind of symptoms, I guess, of not knowing yourself or not accepting how you are and who you are and believing in the true value of you. And so it's really just kind of been one area that I've been focusing on, although the work that I do is not really about your offer. And my clients, will hear me say that all the time, and they could vouch for that it's really about finding yourself, discovering your uniqueness, tapping into your gifts and bringing them out into the world. So as I've been kind of doing a lot of my own self-exploration and taking a big long rest after hosting the summit, February 7th through 9th. It is now March 22nd, and I had a feeling I would need until at least mid-March to kind of recalibrate and like integrate all the things I've been through so far. And so in that space of not forcing work out of myself, I've really noticed this uptick in a fascination with the concept of potential. And I think this, for me, feels so important is because my whole life, and maybe this is you too, it's a lot of very smart, really creative women. When we were children, we would hear, oh, you have so much potential. And I think that when we were kids, that felt really good. At least speaking for myself, when I was a kid, it's like, that's right. I have so much potential. Like, I am going to do so much and be so important, and people are going to be impressed by me and all this stuff. And then after I graduated from university and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do next and kind of had lots of options in front of me, this concept of potential started feeling painful. Like, I have so much potential and I'm squandering it. I have so much potential. I'm never going to reach it though. And like, I have so much potential. Like, what should I even choose? Which way should I go? And it started feeling like not good. It started feeling painful, confusing, scary. And over those years since then, I explored this idea with my therapist, and it was very like me-centered. But over the years, as I've kind of healed that for myself and explored my own potential and redefined success for myself, I've realized that there are a lot of people who are like I was, who feel lost and like they're not measuring up to who they thought they would be by 30, or who you thought you would be by 25. Like, all these, or even all these goals are being achieved, and it's like, I still don't feel, there's something missing. Like, I still don't feel like I'm reaching my potential, even though I've reached my goals every step of the way. Or maybe you're like me and you didn't reach any of your goals after school. School, I was great at achieving my goals because I knew exactly what to do, right? You do the assignment, you take the test, you get the grades. But after that, I felt super lost. And so I think especially this concept of potential can feel really painful if you feel like you have so much potential, but there's something wrong with you. And I am highly sensitive, introverted, most likely have ADHD. I haven't gotten to the part of being formally tested. Just talking about it with my therapist, though. What else? Very tired all the time. My human design people will understand this. I'm a projector, so my energy is low. And I have always had a hard time sticking to things, which is a superpower and also used to make me feel like an absolute failure. So I think that for people who feel maybe like they're different, like if you feel like you're the black sheep of your family, or like you're just putting on a facade every time you walk into work, or like you are being someone you're really not in your business online, it can feel like exhausting trying to measure up to who you thought you're supposed to be, and it doesn't feel good. Because even if we measure up to society standards, we still don't feel like we're living our best life. And then if we're not measuring up to society standards, we feel bad about that, right? So all that being said, I have expanded what I'm doing. Besides just business and offers, what I really want to help with, and what I have honestly already been helping with, just in a very narrow sort of view, is the sense of success and creating success in a way that feels good to us and reaching our potential in our own way, in a way that we feel satisfied that we have met our own potential that we set for ourselves. So you'll hear some more broader concepts here, not so nitty gritty in terms of like offerings and working in business. So that is what is coming up, and my website does not reflect that yet. I'm like doing it bit by bit and not forcing myself to like have a whole new everything by tomorrow. So for now, this podcast, I will be creating new episodes pretty soon. In terms of how you can work with me, I still have my Offer Magic VIP days where I help you turn your magic and gifts into a signature one-on-one high-ticket offer. And I also help you create your sales page during that VIP day so you can literally launch it the next day. Like, just make it available and start selling it if you want to. And I have added in some one-hour coaching sessions that are for anything that's not offers. So if you feel lost in your life, if you feel like you're not meeting your potential, if you feel like just everything is going wrong, that is what those are for. And you can find both of those on my website, which is coachmelaniemaxwell.com. And I'll link both of those in the show notes. And also, I am not on Instagram currently. I'm taking a long break, possibly never coming back. This is pretty nice, but never say never, right? So if you want to stay connected with me, definitely get on my email list. If you go to my website, you'll see a little heart at the bottom of the page that says, "Do you want emails from me?" And you just click the heart and fill in your information. And I send a weekly email on Tuesdays that is very inspirational and encouraging. I just got a message last night from someone who read my last newsletter and was like, "Thank you so much for this. I'm saving parts of it to remind myself forever." Which made my entire day. So they're pretty good emails. You can do that on my website, coachmelaniemaxwell.com, and I will chat with you very soon.